The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the National Health Systems Resource Center, NHSRC, New Delhi, is inviting applications for the position of Senior Consultant in Healthcare Technology, specializing in health technology assessment. This esteemed role within the Technical Support Institution under the National Health Mission, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, offers a competitive compensation package ranging from 90,000 to 1,50,000 rupees per month. Candidates aged 50 years and below with relevant qualification and experience are encouraged to apply. Detailed terms of reference, including specific qualifications and experience requirements, can be found on the NHSRC website. Applications must be submitted in the prescribed online format by January 21st, 2025. Kindly refer to the website for details, that is https://mohfw.gov.in, or go on to https://nhsrcindia.org. The Central University of Haryana, CUH, invites online applications for the post of professors and associate professors across various departments, including civil engineering, computer science, biotechnology, law, and more. Eligibility and qualifications are as per UGC, AICTE, and NCTE norms. The last date for online application submission is 22nd January 2025. For details, kindly go on to www.cuhac.in. Shri Guru Nanak Dev Khalsa College, University of Delhi, is inviting online applications for the position of assistant professors in various departments, including commerce and Punjabi. The positions are in the academic pay level 10 as per the 7 CPC. The last date for applications is 24th January 2025, or 2 weeks from the publication of this advertisement, whichever is later. Applicants can find detailed information about qualifications and other requirements on the college's website at www.sgndkc.org, and the University of Delhi's website, that is www.du.ac.in. Sainik School, Rewa in Madhya Pradesh, is inviting applications for contractual post for the period of 1 year. The available positions include PGT English, OBC, NCL, PGT Biology, OBC, NCL, and Counselor Unreserved. Applicants for the teaching post must have an MA in English with B.Ed, and for Biology post, a Master's degree in Zoology or Botany with B.Ed is required. The counselor's position requires a graduate of PG degree in psychology with diploma in counseling. The age limit for applicants is between 21 to 40 years, and the salary ranges from 26,250 to 27,500 rupees per month, depending on the post. The selection process includes a written examination, skill test, and interview, with a minimum score of 33% required for qualifications. The application form, along with the necessary documents, should be sent to the principal of Sainik School, Rewa, by 25th January 2025. A non-refundable application fee of 500 rupees must be paid via demand draft. For details, kindly go on to https://www.sainikschoolrewa.ac.in. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare is accepting applications for the post of an executive director position at NHSRC. This role is open to candidates preferably between the ages of 45 to 60 years, with exceptional cases considered. Interested applicants should submit their application on plain paper along with their CV by January 24, 2025 via email or registered post. It is imperative to include the position applied for in the subject line of the email and on the envelope to ensure proper processing of the application. For more details on this and all positions, kindly refer to the respective organizational website, that is https://mohfw.gov.in, or you could also go on to https://nhsrcindia.org. The Ministry of Finance, Department of Revenue, is seeking candidates for various posts under the Office of the Competent Authority and Administrator in Mumbai and Ahmedabad. Positions include inspectors and assistants to be filled on a deputation or absorption basis. Candidates must meet specific eligibility criteria, including relevant government service experience and qualifications in income tax, customs, excise, or law enforcement agencies. Applications must be forwarded through the proper channel along with necessary documentation within 60 days from the publication of the vacancy notice. For details, kindly refer to https://dor.gov.in. The Indian Institute of Advanced Studies, IIAS Shimla, has advertised vacancies for various non-teaching posts. Eligible candidates are invited to apply for these positions. The positions are librarian, Group A, one vacancy unreserved in pay level 13, and the age limit is between 18 to 45 years. Requirement is that of an MA, MSc or an MCom with a BLib science or diploma in library science and 10 years of professional experience as a librarian in a university library. Section officer, Group B, one vacancy unreserved in pay level 7 within the age bracket of 18 to 30 years, and the required qualifications is that of a bachelor's degree and 8 years of experience in government or public sector undertakings. Assistant publication officer, Group B, one vacancy, pay level 7, age bracket is 18 to 28 years. And qualification requirements are that of a bachelor's degree with book publishing or a diploma in book publishing and knowledge of design, layout and typography. Next vacancy is that of a stenographer, Group B, one vacancy unreserved in pay level 6. In the age bracket again is 18 to 28 years. And the requirement is that of a bachelor's degree, BLib science and proficiency in shorthand, that is minimum of 100 words per minute, and typing 40 words per minute in English. Candidates are invited to apply based on the specified qualifications and experience for each position. More details can be found on the IIAS website. You may go on to www.iias.ac.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's employment news. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.